Hey there, welcome back to Fearless Future, the podcast that brings you inspiring story, useful tips, and expert advice to help you live your best life. Today, we're discussing what affects all college students, managing money, saving, food, and transportation. These topics can be overwhelming, but with the right information and strategies, you can take control of your finances and stay healthy while you're at it. I'm your host, Mohsin, and let's get started. College can be an exciting time, but it can be stressful, especially when it comes to managing your finances and staying healthy. In today's episode, we will give you some practical tips and strategies to help you navigate these challenges with ease. We will cover four main areas: money, saving, food, and transportation. So whether you're a freshman or senior, tune in to learn how to make the most of your college experience. To help us navigate the world of money management, we have a special guest with us today. Mr. Michael Miller is a financial expert with years of experience in helping individuals and families achieve their financial goals. Hello, welcome to my podcast, Mr. Michael.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right. So let's start with money management. College is expensive and many students struggle with managing their finances. What are some particular tips for managing your money while in college?
Well, the first thing you need to do is create a budget. Know how much money you have coming in and how much you're spending. This will help you avoid overspending and accumulating debt. It's also essential to prioritize your expenses. Make sure you're paying your bills on time. And if you have extra money, save it for emergencies or for your future. Budgeting is a fundamental aspect of managing money. Create a monthly budget that includes all your income sources and expenses. Make sure to track your expenses diligently and compare them against your budget regularly. This will give you a clear picture of where your money is going and help you identify areas where you can cut back or save.
That's a really great point. Keeping track of expenses can be eye-opening experiences. Now, another common challenge is dealing with debt. What strategies do you suggest for managing debt effectively?
Debt can be overwhelming, but it's important to face it head on. Start by listing all your debts, including credit card balances, loans, and any other outstanding obligations. Prioritize them based on interest rates, and consider paying off high interest debts first. Additionally, try to avoid accumulating new debt and explore options like debt consolidation or refinancing to simplify your payments and potentially reduce interest costs.
Great tips. Now let's talk about saving and investing. Many people struggle with knowing where and how much to save. What do you recommend?
Saving and investing are crucial for building wealth and achieving long-term financial goals. Start by setting up an emergency fund that covers at least 3 to 6 months of living expenses. Once you have that, consider contributing to retirement accounts like 401k or IRA to take advantage of compound interest. It's also important to diversify your investments and seek professional advice if you're unsure about where to invest. Remember, saving and investing consistently over time can significantly impact your financial future. One of the best ways to save money is to cut unnecessary expenses. For example, if you don't need a car, don't buy one. Instead, use public transportation or a bike. Learn more about the resources that your school has to offer. For example, in PCC, have resources to get bi-weekly gas and grocery gift cards if you apply to it.
Absolutely. Having a saving plan in place and be mindful of your spending can go a long way in helping you manage your finances effectively while in college. Before we dive into next subject, I would like to take a moment to thank our sponsor Grammarly for their support. Grammarly is an all-in-one writing tool that helps you improve your writing skills and ensure your content is error-free. As a podcaster, clear and consistent communication is crucial, and Grammarly can be your trusted partner in creating polished and professional script for your episodes. Whether it is checking for grammar and spelling errors, suggesting better word choices, or offering style improvement, Grammarly has you covered. Give your writing that extra edge with Grammarly, the must-have writing tool for your podcasters. To try it out for yourself, visit Grammarly.com and sign up for a free account today. Now let's talk about food. Eating well is crucial for maintaining good health, but it is easy to fall into unhealthy eating habits in college due to busy schedule and limited budgets. What are some tips for eating healthy on a college budget?
Eating healthy on a college budget is possible with a little planning. Start by meal prepping and cooking at home as much as possible. Buy fresh fruits and vegetables when they're in season, and consider frozen fruits and vegetables as a budget-friendly alternative. Look for sales and discounts at the grocery store, and consider shopping at local farmers markets for fresh produce at a lower cost. Also, try to limit eating out and avoid unnecessary snacking to save both money and calories. Those who are eligible for CalFresh, go ahead and apply and get your grocery money. Take advantage of student discounts and gift cards from your college or university.
Those are really great tips. I didn't know that I was qualified for CalFresh, but you know, I go ahead and apply for it, and now I got monthly grocery money. You know, eating healthy doesn't have to be expensive, and with some planning and smart choices, you can maintain a nutritious diet even on college budget. Using other resources that have to offer for college students can go a long way. So lastly, let's talk about transportation. Getting around campus and the surrounding area can be challenging, especially if you don't have a car. What are some particular tips for managing transportation in college?
Transportation can be a major expense in college, but there are ways to manage it. First, take advantage of public transportation, if it's available, such as buses or trains. Many colleges also offer discounted or free public transportation for students. If you need a car, consider carpooling with friends or roommates to save on gas and parking costs. You can also look into bike sharing programs or invest in a bike as a cost-effective and healthy mode of transportation. Additionally, consider walking or using a scooter for short distances on campus to save on transportation costs.
Yes, I agree. Transportation can be significant expenses for a college student. So finding cost-effective ways to get around can make a big difference in your budget. So thank you so much, Mr. Michael, for your time and consideration in this Fearless Future podcast. Thank you.
Awesome. Happy to help. Thanks for having me on.
So there you have it, folks. Managing your money, saving foods and transportation while in college is possible with some practical tips and strategies. Create a budget, save money, eat healthy on a budget, and manage your transportation wisely. By being mindful of your finances and health, you can set yourself up for success in college and beyond. Remember, your financial well-being and physical health are interconnected. So taking care of both will help you thrive in college and in your future endlessly. That's all for today's episode of Fearless Future. I hope you found these tips helpful for managing your money, saving food, and transportation in college. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and tune in for our next episode, where I will bring you more inspiring story and useful tips for living your best life. Goodbye.